Live from Kansas City, Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
Hey now.
What's up?
I'm Stephen McKay.
Nah, I'm Travis Winters.
Always have something. We got a buzz tonight. All right, whatever. Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show, and broadcasting live from beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas.
Oh, yes.
In the southern heart of Kansas City. Can you hear the beat?
Yes, it's nice. I like it. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Trying to make
good
it stop.
Good times.
Trying to make the buzzing stop, and there it goes back.
Lean your head a little bit to the left.
There you go. Maybe that stopped
perfect.
Whoop.
It had me fooled for a second.
Oh, well.
The show will get better.
It will get better. Welcome to the show. We got lots to get to. Lots to get to.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight we're going to be talking about March Madness.
Oh, yes.
I know it's still a couple weeks away.
I've already.
But I still got to talk about it.
We will talk about it because, you know, there is a tournament to be held. Let that be a little bit of a teaser for everybody. There's a tournament to be held. Just saying. Maybe I'll announce something tonight about a March Madness bracket game. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
I think we have a bad plug.
Sweet. I've always had a good plug. It plugged
maybe
everything I ever put it into.
Maybe that'll stay there. I don't know.
And then it starts back again. This is not serious.
I don't know if my wife's on or not, but she is. I hope the kids aren't listening.
Why?
I'm just, I don't know, I'm typing dirty, I'm talking dirty.
All right, well, I don't know if we're going to get through this buzzing sound or not, but we're going to try. our new affiliate, we got a new affiliate, and they're probably really going crazy, like, well, you got a buzzing sound. That sounds very professional.
Very.
We just did another show here, and there was no buzzing sound at all.
It's the gremlins, man. The gremlins, see what happened? The gremlins have come back. Someone fed the Magwai after midnight.
I'm playing with it.
It's not very attractive.
And then when I move away, it starts it again.
I don't know what's going on.
Let's take a break and we'll try to get this madness going.
Oh, look at there. It stopped.
Maybe.
It's back. All right. Bye.
Hi, this is Steve Forster here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Forster Show, and also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
I have a fucking slider that's having problems. And I'm freaking pissed about it. But here we are, up all night with Mac and Travis, and we're going to try to make it through with the buzzing sound. I can keep it to a minimum. And it worked fine for the last show. Last 2 hours.
And then all
you're on
sudden,
the station, and now it's just gone to shit for us. Go figure. Go figure. All right, go to the website. Let's get through the business. MacandTravis.com, M-A-C, and Travis.com. MacandTravis.com is where you're going to want to go. And there you're going to find the show notes, the shit we're going to be talking about tonight. Oh, also, yeah, the Babe of the Week, Artist of the Week, and the chat box. We can go in there and chat.
Box.
Is there anybody in the chat box at all?
Yes.
Is there activity going on at all?
Yes.
Are they talking about the buzz?
No.
Good. Good.
Oh, they're talking about the camera.
Oh, why is there no camera? Well, that's another issue we have tonight.
I know.
And that's your issue. That's not my fucking issue.
That's my issue.
I got my own buzzing issue over here.
It's all right, man.
Just about to irritate the hell out of me. You work hard and you try to put together something and you get this kind of crap. And people think, oh, they're a bunch of amateurs. Well,
you know what we can do? What? After the show, just fucking play that son of a bitch, take it out backwards, beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, I don't have $100 to replace it, though. That's
fine. Well, hey, make you feel good.
You got the spray dust remover over there. I'll squirt that to hell. But anyway, so there you go. The website, backattravis.com. Also, a big round of applause. I guess I better play it here. Make sure this volume is even right here. Got a drum roll. Yes, we have a new affiliate. Brand new affiliate. It's Jackalope 105.
Sweet.
Welcome to
the Jackalope.
The Jackalope. That's
I
right,
like
baby.
The Jackalope.
Jackalope 105. Welcome aboard to the Mac and Travis Radio Empire of Stations.
That's an awesome name for a radio station.
It is. Now, we normally don't have buzzing. We usually have a pretty clean show, and everything usually goes reasonably well. We sound reasonably professional, but not tonight.
But not tonight, ladies and
gentlemen.
You got the
crap show.
Welcome
tonight.
Welcome to live radio.
The only thing good about this was about a month ago I heard problems on the Jim Rome show, and he's nationally syndicated and makes millions of dollars every year.
If Jim can have the problem,
that's
we
right.
can have the problem.
That's right. So look at it that way. So welcome to the Jackalope. Also, The X started last week, another affiliate, and Rant Radio. Well, we're just cruising along.
Sweet.
And, of course, our co-flagships almost, KCOR, Kansas City, and the Cockroach.
The Cockroaches.
They've been with us since day one, so we're going to kind of give them a like a co-flagship. How about that?
I like it. It's a team, man.
It's a team. And all the great affiliates, thank you so much for carrying us. All right, so is that all the business?
As far as I know.
And I'm going to calm down as best I can.
Well, do you want me to tell you about my problems?
Well, your problem is that you have a 14-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And look at this. When I put my arm on the table, it goes buzzy. Listen, watch.
See? You know what that
the
is?
The table is the problem.
That's your electrical field is interrupting with everything.
Guess,
it's your aura.
It's horniness. My horny energy. So you've got, talking about horny energy, you've got a 14-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And she's gone. Now, give me the drum roll. I know you're going to want the drum roll here.
Oh, yeah. She went out on her first date today. And Daddy said, all right, I want to meet the boy. So I went and met her boyfriend today.
Aww. You didn't kick his ass right away?
No. He's quite a bit smaller than I thought he would be.
Well, that's good.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
So she's taller than he is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's excellent. So she could kick his ass if she had to.
I hope so. I hope I've taught her well.
Wow, that's cool.
So, if not, I've told her to tell him a couple things for
me. All right, what'd you tell your daughter to tell your boyfriend?
Her boyfriend. I told her to tell him, I've been to prison. And I'm not scared to go back. And she said she told him, and he said, okay. And then I told her, I said, well, you can also tell him that whatever he does to you, I'm going to do to him.
So if he Fs her, then you're going to F him.
That's right.
There you go. Did you ever think this was going to happen?
Yes, I've been dreading
14 years from the date of her birth.
Yeah.
When she was in the crib there at the hospital and you
before
were
that,
looking
before, when I found out she was a girl.
You said there's going to be a time.
It'll be a time when daddy's going to have to go kick someone a little boy's ass.
So, I don't know.
Maybe I'll go to prison.
Congratulations. That wasn't so hard for your boy when he started dating?
No. No. I went and met her, his parents, too. Or her parents.
Yeah, but was her parents just, like, all wigged out, like, well, what's the deal about this? Because you definitely can't say I went to prison, too.
Right. No, no.
And you never went to prison.
I tell him straight up, don't be as dumb as daddy was.
Tie it off, huh?
That's right. There's this thing. It's called Trojan Man condoms. Let me know if you don't want to go buy some yourself.
That's right.
I'm all about, you know, no. I don't want them to follow in my footsteps.
You don't want that? I'm trying to find here, y'all. That happens, you know, you're supposed to go, hey, stop it.
I know.
Because you can't just...
you know, there's a corner right over there. Go beat yourself until you're
cannot,
happy.
And here's the problem, and I'd hate to go in this direction of politics, but there's a vast people out there that says, well, you just tell your kids not to have sex. Come on, people. You got to remember when you were that age, you know, a stiff wind got you a hard
one. Oh, yeah. Boong.
And, you know, a hot little girl
at
that age, get out of here.
Hey.
And now I don't know what drives a girl. It's acceptance, probably, and all that other stuff.
I don't know.
Because it can't be pleasant.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to?
I don't want to.
You don't
want to
get in deep into psychology of your daughter?
No. My wife did ask me what would happen if my daughter came home and said she was in porn. I simply told her I would support her if that was her choice, as long as she's of age. But I don't want to ever see no movies. I don't want to ever see no pictures
of your daughter doing porn.
No.
You've already got her in porn.
No, I'm just saying if.
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 Well, she was a stripper.
If that was her choice and that's what she wanted to do, as long as she'd try to be the best.
You know what my dad said when we were growing up, because he had two daughters and me.
Right.
And he told us all, he told them the same thing. He said, well, not me, he told them this. He said, I don't care what you do in life, but make sure you're the best. So if you're going to be a stripper, make the most freaking money of all the other strippers.
Yep.
And be the best and don't, you know, work some sleazy club, but work someplace that you make some good cheese. Yeah.
Go to Playboy, not Hustler.
That's right. Right. So
the Playboy is a little, you know, it's gentler.
You can sit down and you can talk to your daughter and say, you know, you need to go to Playboy.
If my daughter was in Playboy, I would buy the issue, but I would never look at it.
Get out of here. You'd have to take one peek.
No.
Well, the thing is, you already know what she looks like in the nude.
Well, yeah, from when she was like freaking 4 or 3, 2, somewhere in there. I don't know. I don't remember the last time.
I mean, you know, she's in the tub. You go in there and take a dump. That doesn't happen?
No.
Oh, I thought that did.
No.
Most families, that's pretty common.
No.
I dated this girl one time, and she said that they just run around nude throughout the whole house.
Wow.
This is back years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not in my house.
Yeah.
No.
It is kind of creepy.
I'm a little freaky, but I'm not that freaky.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so that's exciting.
Yeah,
this is a big
day. I don't
know
if this is exciting or not.
Not for you. And your wife.
I think the boy got my message.
Well, you better hope so, because you're leaving here in another month.
That's okay.
And your wife's going to.
Because he's got this mental image of me now. Yeah. When I come next time I see him, I might be a little bit bigger.
I tell you what you could do. Next time they're over, or you could invite him over for lunch for the family, with the family.
Right.
And sit down and have him there and your daughter there. Invite me over, and I'll dress in some really weird garb and walk in, and I'll just be a tough, you know, and I'm going to kick somebody's ass, just attitude, and just stare at him like, and that way,
motherfucker, I'm going to beat you down.
Just because he's gone doesn't mean that there's somebody here that's some serious business.
That sounds good. We'll have to arrange that.
Yeah, I could do the same thing. You know,
there you go.
I was in prison, and he asked me why. And
this
I said,
is my buddy. We were in prison together.
We
watched each other's back.
And he'll ask me, well, what'd you do to go to prison? He said, somebody tried to date my daughter. He treated her wrong, so I killed the mother effer.
See?
Just stare at him. Just scare
the living. Eye.
Now, what about your wife? Okay, because you were pretty much started out with her, right? Your junior high sweetheart.
Right.
What did her parents do when you first met them? Did they kind of get suspicious, like, wow, this guy's a freak or something?
I think her
you didn't wear
mom,
your ACDC
mama,
shirt.
No. I think her mama liked me.
Wow, that's cool.
She liked my ass.
Your ass. So she was kind of freakish then, too, apparently. Your wife's not listening, I presume.
No, she's listening.
Oh, she is?
Yes. Hi, baby.
Well, I don't know what she'd think about that comment. So they pretty well liked you, though, huh? Well,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I didn't have no problems with her dad.
Wow. Very trusting.
I'm surprised.
And then you got her pregnant, you know, pretty young.
And then it all went to hell.
Oh, okay. Then they said, well, you know. Stiff wind came along, and then you were screwed.
Yeah. We won't go into that part, because it gets kind of dirty.
Nah, we don't want to. We'll save that for the late show, the second hour. Or you could tell your friends at the Alternative Lifestyle Club.
Ooh.
So, I don't know.
But
that's amazing. Your daughter.
My son also went on a date today with his girlfriend.
Wow.
So
is 14 too young to have a girlfriend or boyfriend?
I think so.
How old were you?
I don't remember.
I know that I was probably 17 when I really started dating, and I dated a girl that was about ready to turn 15. When I first started dating her, she was like 14, which was an uncomfortable situation to start with. But because that is, you know, in high school, a couple of years makes a big difference in school.
Right.
When you're a teen like that. But she had big boobs, so, you know, I didn't care.
I didn't really care.
The stiff wind was blowing. You know, Kansas is very windy, so it was like a constant hard-on to her. But anyway.
Look, anybody want to go to Paris? It's the Alpha Tower.
So you come back. Let's see. You're going to be gone for about a year and a half.
Year or so.
And she could already have the baby.
Who?
She could already have a baby
before
you get back. What do you think about that? Is that your next
That mother ever better run and hide.
The baby could
because I'll be on the war path.
Your baby would be, the baby would be 4 months old by the time you got back.
I would be on the war path. I would be a mad motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie. Man. I'm gonna be a mad motherfucker. He better hope I don't find him.
All right. Wow. So have you met his parents?
Nope.
Oh. They in jail or something? Or?
Nope. Seen his stepdad. Right. Just seen him in the car. Waved to him.
Did he give you a finger or anything or a sign or kind?
Nope. Right. I just got out.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm serious because I never really had kids, you know?
Right.
When your son gets home from a date, do you ever kind of
tease him all the time.
Did you get any last night?
But was it blowjob?
Oh, Lord.
I don't care. I mess with him.
What a double standard. And how old is he?
16.
2 years. So if she
turns 16
and she gives blowjobs, that's okay.
No.
That's a double standard.
I know. It's okay. It's my standard.
What's your wife? Is she all paranoid like you? Or is she just like laid back like, don't worry about it?
No, she's aware.
Aware, but is she paranoid? You're paranoid.
I'm not paranoid.
You're paranoid. You're freaked on this.
I am freaked on it. It's my daughter. I know. I watch porn.
Came from your loins.
Yeah. I know. I watch porn. You know, hey, God forbid I'm ever watching Girls Gone Wild and my daughter's on there. You know.
Oh, my God. You want a sound effect for that?
No. that's going to be my sound effect. Motherfucker.
Yeah, so that's going to be the next major event is when you find out they did it. And then what age would you allow her to say, okay, it's okay to do it at this age?
When she moves out of the house.
Get out of here with that crazy stuff.
When she moves out of the house.
I lay my
hand. See?
Late. I got to put my hand in my pants just to make this not work. Right?
All right.
Otherwise, it's
buzzing. Jerk it a little to the left, a little to the right.
No, not with this topic matter. I'm not going
partying all night. Excuse me.
All right, so.
That was nice.
Oh, he blew that segment all to hell.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry, there's more.
We don't want to say blow when we're referring to your daughter, right?
Right, that's right. We'll be right back.
Hi there.
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kirk, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knoll, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric.
Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
Cockroach. Cockroach.
Cockroach.
The cockroach. 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 Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time?
Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
That was inappropriate. So what'd your wife say in the box?
My wife's somewhere in the box, somewhere in our conversation. I didn't catch it, but sometime in there she said, fuck you, Mac.
Well, that's not very nice. Just trying to get all the details here. I don't know what's going on. Never had a daughter that age, so I don't know what's going on.
It's hell.
And hello to Sweet in the box.
Yep, hello to Sweet.
Whoever Sweet is. This is important for you in the chat box. I'm glad there's people in the chat box.
Okay.
Because a little bit later, to tell everybody what's going on, we don't have a big buzz right at the moment, but a little buzz, we're doing, you know, they have the Grammys.
Okay.
They have the the Oscars.
Oh, they have the Grammys and the Oscars, yeah.
Well, tonight you're going to have the Doo-Doo Awards.
The Doo-Doo Awards?
That's right.
Sweet.
And this is...
How does this work?
This is about listeners. The listeners need to have their own awards.
Doo-Doo.
The Doo-Doo Awards.
Doo-Doo Awards.
So we're all going to give everybody doo-doos. And so, here, I'm going to give you an example, okay?
Okay.
And this is... I got a whole bunch of categories here. For our listeners. Like, one of them is coolest chat box name. And so we're going to have nominees, and then we're going to have a winner.
Okay.
And we're going to kind of, well, I have to talk about who the winner is going to be. Right. But I have, like, 10 categories for each interesting one. Let's see. There's coolest chat box name, best clandestine listener. That's a listener that doesn't go in the chat box but still listens. The most sexual perverted listener. That could be interesting.
I'm writing these down.
Well, I'm going to get to them later.
Okay.
Listener with the best weather. That's interesting.
Well, that's no fair.
Yeah.
You know who's going to have the best weather? AZ's got that one in the freaking bag.
Could be. Best chat box banter. Right. We're going to have all that a little bit later, and we need your reaction. Because also we're going to do... who is cooler, Mac or Travis? And so we need the listeners in the chat box to participate.
Who's
this is an interactive bit. So we're going to get to that later on in the show. So you got to stay tuned and get in the chat box and help us with the Doo-Doo Awards. Because there's Oscars and all that.
Can I ask you where you came up with the name for that at?
The Doo-Doo Awards?
Yes.
I was thinking about the
toilet?
I was trying to come up with a name, and then I thought, you know, the Oscars, and I hate the Oscars. I hate all the award shows, the American People's Choice Awards, the MTV Awards.
Right.
And I thought, well, it's a bunch of doo-doo. And then I went, doo-doo. There you go.
That fits well in with the cup.
That's right.
I'm telling you, that's
awesome.
Cup
and doo-doo. Let me see if I got any other news here. There was something else I wanted to say. Now, I mentioned the new affiliate, Jackalope 105.
Jackalope. The Jackalope.
And welcome to the show.
As fast as can be, you'll never catch me.
That's right. Go to the website, macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com. By the way, you'll see I've added some recent audio shorts in there.
Sweet.
You don't want to listen to the whole show, but you want to listen to your favorite characters.
Nice.
And
nice.
I understand that next week, oh, we're not going to be here next week.
No.
It's going to be a best of show. The week after that, how many more weeks of being here on the show are you going to be before you leave for...
Two or three, something like that.
Two or three shows, and then you're going to be off to your undisclosed location in the military for a whole year. And anyway, the show before you leave, I understand that both Sister Mary Evelyn and Colonel Roger Duke are going to be calling in.
Sweet.
And also, for sure, I've been saying this for a year, I understand. And you may think I'm full of shit. But week after this, we're going to have the phones hooked up.
All right.
And the phones are going to be an important part of the show from now on. You seen the little device?
I've seen it. It's in there.
I paid $139 freaking dollars for that. And it also buzzes. So we'll hopefully...
Sweet, it'll fit right in there.
Fit right in. And we'll have it hooked up and we'll have phones.
Squeeze that in there somewhere and everything will fit.
I expect to take phone calls every night. It's going to be a major part of the show, a little bit shift of the show.
Sweet.
All right. MacandTravis.com is the website. Introduce us to the babe of the week.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Let me scroll up here. Woo. And you know what? I didn't realize she looked as good as that.
I'm telling you, man.
Her name is Elizabeth Taylor.
And this is old school Elizabeth. Obviously, she's 89 years old right now. And she's a good... Gilf. That I would not gilf it. I wouldn't do it. But back in the day. And I've been watching, you know, I watch AMC and TMC or whatever it's called, their old movie channel. They've been playing a lot of Elizabeth Taylor. My God, she was classy. Just gorgeous.
And looked like she was good in the sack.
Yeah, that's true. You would go there.
As eight husbands would say.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, it's a long life.
Hey.
You know?
Hey.
You know?
Hey, not bad, I guess.
Give us some details about her. You got her shoe size?
I bet
it's only like a 5. She's got a small foot.
I didn't see no shoe size on here, but
she is classy. I love her acting.
Back in the day her shoe size might have been 5. I bet it's kind of
squashed out by now
a little bit. She might be at a 6 by now. Took your arm off it. That's weird. But she's been in a shit ton of movies. I mean, just Google her, and man, some of the movies.
Cleopatra was one of my favorite.
Yes. She's won countless awards. I don't even friggin' know. She's won so much shit. But she's hot. She is very hot. I didn't know she looked like that. I like that hairstyle.
Yeah.
That hairstyle needs to come back.
And actually, I was looking at all kinds of stuff. This is just annoying.
I mean, that hairstyle is... just the most awesome thing ever.
Get the buzz back.
All right. Love the buzz.
Love the buzz. Lord, I hate the buzzing. And I had a hard time picking out pictures of her because she's so hot. So many Google pictures of her back in the day, you know.
Yeah, she's
very classy. And if you go to our show notes... Number one on the show notes is, what's it say?
Pictures of Travis.
Now, below that, more Elizabeth Taylor, you can check out a more revealing picture.
That's her, really?
That's her.
Wow.
So.
Those are nice.
Those are nice.
Those are very nice.
She was smoking hot. So anyway, there you go.
Oh, and I can blow it up, too. Oh, that's awesome.
And the problem is this, and I don't want to get into a big rant because we've got Artist of the Week and all that.
Right.
But. I don't know of any actresses today that look like her, look like Sophia Loren, Susan Hayward, hot, but yet they look like the girl that lives next door. I don't know how else to describe
it. I know of one.
Who's that?
Gwen Stefani.
I don't know her. I don't know who she is.
Do you hear that, baby? You don't know who Gwen is.
Is that singer chick?
She is a singer, yes. She's a blonde. Yeah. She is smoking hot.
Right.
And she could pull off that look easy.
All right. Well,
I'm not saying hot, Marilyn Monroe hot.
Yeah.
Because that's who I like. I like Marilyn.
And now all you got is stick figure chicks. We'll get on this rant later because I have a whole big rant on this whole thing. But I'm just tired of the stick figure chicks. And not every one of them I know is stick figures, but...
Angelina Jolie.
I don't get her. And she's a stick figure.
She's got a nice mouth.
She's a stick figure. There's nothing exciting there going like on to me, personally. All right, let's get to the artist of the week, and then we'll get to that whole story later. Got a lot of bitching about that. I was in a bitchy mood to start with, so.
I'm sorry, man.
Artist of the week is our buddy there.
All right, Mark Kerr. I've been waiting to hear some of this. You played a little bit for me before the show. Sounds good. I like it.
Sounds excellent. Got a new CD out, and it's entitled Blues Nation.
Blues Nation.
It's Mark Kerr, and the link is right there if you want to pick up a copy, because you know you want to, or you can just download and buy one particular song.
There you go. And
Mark Kerr.
What is it, 99 cents a song or something like
that? No, you have to click on it and find out. But go and check out Mark Kerr. His website is markkerrltd.com.
Nice.
He's all over the KCR, you know that, Flagship Station.
Yeah, he's good.
Mark Kerr.
The name of the song we're going to listen to is Born Under a Bad Sign, which apparently...
Looking across, it was a bad time.
buddy Mark Kerr right there.
Sweet. I liked it.
And this show is born under a bad sign with a bad mixer.
That has a bad mixer that we're going to take out back after the show.
And beat it to the edge of its pulp. Wonderful, Mark Kerr. You did a great job. I kind of got a tease a few months back when he was working on this CD. Freaking awesome. Always awesome. You know it from Mark.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully here in a couple of weeks, we're going to get the phones hooked up. You know,
that'd be cool.
Get him on and talk to him and get a little more details on
sweet
on his CD. So there you go.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Back here on Up All Night Radio Show, buzzing and all. And that, by the way,
the buzzing is brought to you by Pepsi.
if you want to hear that song without buzzing, buy it. There you go. It's all a big trick to make you have to buy the music.
That's right.
Because, you know, some people try to steal it. Yeah. Well, if you steal it, you're going to have a big buzzing sound in the background. So we're sorry about that. But
no, we're not.
Oh, man. All right. Here we are back up all night. Don't forget the show notes. We'll be talking about those a little bit later. I had an interesting question of the day for you.
All right.
But now I've lost it.
Totally lost it.
One egg, eat a lot music. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Are you playing Farmville?
No freaking Farmville.
Oh, what games are you playing now?
I'm not playing anything yet. I was doing Cityville, but
Cityville?
Whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to do that.
It's starting to suck you in.
Oh, here's what I was going to talk about. This is something else that pissed me off, and it's a good night to talk about this because I'm pissed off about
my
mixer.
Might as well. Let's have it.
And that is, okay.
Do I have enough time?
You have plenty of time.
I don't have enough time.
You have time.
We only have
get us started.
3 minutes.
Get
three
us started.
All right, I'll get you started on this.
I'll
get you the details. By the way, a little bit later, it's the Doodoo Awards. And a regular listener, could win a Doodoo Award. Merry Christmas. And we got great prizes. No, we don't have anything. We're gonna. But if you come to Kansas City, I'll buy you a beer. That's what they'll get.
That's a Doodoo, nice prize.
Nice prize. There you go.
Now, hey, who wouldn't want to contend for that?
And I just got an EM. I am from EM.
You got a BM right there where you're at? Wow.
Got an IM from Mark Kerr, and he might be listening. Thank you, Mark, for the great music. We are going to get you on and talk with you on the radio here in a couple weeks. And
be awesome.
We got the object to actually hook up the phones.
Ooh.
We just need...
we just need to hook the thing up.
And that, well, I can't...
It's all done, but finishing.
The phone lines, the cable company, I'm getting it through Sure West Cable.
Forest.
And they're hooking it up, but they don't hook it up till Monday afternoon.
Oh, nice.
I thought they'd get it done this week, but they didn't. Yeah. So it's Monday afternoon. We're going to have a phone.
Unfortunately, we have to work around their schedule.
But I have a good cable company. I hear all of you people bitch about your cable company. I have the greatest cable company on the planet.
I wish I had your cable company.
It is awesome. Awesome.
I would love to have your cable company.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. What do you got, Comcast? Or
I have no cable right now.
Oh, no cable right now.
But I have Time Warner, and I don't want
Time Warner sucks. And I hope the Time Warner doesn't buy sponsorship time on any of our affiliates or Comcast.
We love Time Warner.
But I got to tell you, I've heard more bad things about Comcast than you can imagine. You can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
And mine, which used to be Everest, and it's actually a company out of Phoenix, Arizona. There you go, AZ.
And the connection is made.
That's right. They they bought out my Everest, and now it's Sure West, and it is freaking awesome. Always holds up, and level.
That's why it depends.
You
on
go them. Into their office,
uh-huh.
You walk in, you sit down, and you talk to a person.
That's odd.
Get out of here with that crazy
That's
stuff.
That's odd. We can't be doing that. You got to talk to a computer at least twice. Hey, we'll be right back for more Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
You smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We gotta get the word out.
Word out, word out. Hey! Maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money and we don't have... have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profit.
So we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold on.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch, the Cockroach.
Say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're gonna fucking say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit if you're that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
Keep going good.
You're an asshole.
Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies.
Tommy Castro.
Lil' Dave Compton.
Marquis Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mack.
Larry McCrae.
Clutchess McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Tinsley Ellis.
Jill Luth Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Jill Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1 Blues. .com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Shaw Tyler.
Candy Kane.
Nick Moss. Jordy Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
Still no baby alert on SVG.
Should be any minute now.
Any minute now. At any second now, we'll get the word that she had
her
baby.
Expecting a call.
We've been waiting for it for a week. I'm sure she's ready. But welcome back to the Up All Night Radio Show. Well, yes, the buzzing show is what we're going to call this.
Why?
Because
we have bees.
Because the irritating buzzing sound. I don't even have to play the drop because I'm sure you can hear the buzzing in the background. But I'll play
I hear nothing.
I'll play the. Well, that's a good thing right now.
I hear silence. That's not buzzing.
No. There's the buzzing.
There it is.
All right. Yes, and we're going to get back to some more stuff here. We got to do the doo-doo awards here in a little bit.
Awards,
I'm excited about that. The show notes. But first, I want to mention this. And probably I need to play the drop. You all know what drop I'm going to play here. Oh, man. It's always something in my life.
I'm sorry.
It's always freaking something.
Get the defibrillator ready. It's time for another Mac attack. Here on the Mac and Travis Radio Empire.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Here's what I'm pissed about.
So,
you got this whole thing going on right now. All over the world, you can't turn around without seeing cougar talk. Everything's about the cougars.
Well, hey, they're hot.
Everybody wants a cougar. Cougars are it. They're popular. Every woman wants to be a cougar now.
I want to be. I'll be cougar bait.
Cougar bait. Well, I guess you're young enough that you probably could. But here's the problem. And... okay, to be a cougar, you got to be a woman of 40 to 50 years old that wants a young, young stallion.
Yeah.
They want a young boy.
Wow.
I call
that.
Them boy. Okay?
All right.
That's what these girls, these women want.
Right.
And all these young stallions in their 20s want the cougars.
Right. Hey.
All right.
So older women make beautiful lovers.
There you
I
go.
Mean, come on. You can't go wrong.
There you go. But here's my problem.
You're an older man?
All you little punks out there that's 20 years old, 30 years old, that's wanting a cougar, stay out of my territory. I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm hunting cougar.
Well, I'm not after cougar. I'm after somebody my own age, which happens to be 45 years old. I want a 45-year-old, and you guys are in my territory. You're in my realm, and I want you the hell out.
Are you going to cast you?
And all you women that want these young stallions, go ahead. But I'm going to tell you, they don't know how to satisfy you, and they don't know shit, okay? So, no, you don't want some little boy. You want a man. You want somebody your own age. What do you want to say?
I just want to know if you're going to get up and start pissing on the trees and peeing all over the place, marking territory.
Marking my territory, because I am actually, let me get a drink of coffee here. I'm actually just really fed up with it all. And I'm fed up with these cougars, and I'm fed up with these punks. So here's what I'm going to do, and this is what I call to action. All you men out there, 45 years old, 40 years old, all you men that are being left out in the cold while these cougars go after these young stallions, all
right,
go for it. But guess what? Us. And I'm going to call us the Lions, because I got to come up with a name. 40-year-old guys.
The Legion of Old Men.
The Lions, yes. It's time for us to rise up. It's time for us to revolt. And let's start dating 20-year-old girls. Screw the old ladies. If that's what you want to be the Cougars, go for it. You know,
wow.
I'd rather have somebody my age, because I like to talk to them. You know, talking is kind of a cool
level?
Thing. Yes, you know, kind of a cool thing. I don't want to hear about P. Diddy, and I don't know who P. Diddy is, but if he has got to go to the bathroom, then go to the bathroom and get the hell out.
If it means I got to listen to that in order to get a piece, sure,
but
why not?
You know, but since we're going to do that, since that's going to be an issue, I call for all of us Lions, the guys, the 40-year-olds, go after these 20-year-old women. And because, you know what? We're going to go out there and we're going to snag all these women. And all you 20-year-old guys, you're screwed. You're screwed. You don't want them.
When those old ladies get to be 80, you're not going to want it.
Us 40-year-old guys, we know how to please a woman. We know how to treat a woman. And we will make these...
Be good sugar daddy.
We will make these young girls scream with wild ecstasy that the young little stallions can't do. We'll keep you in bed for days, whereas your little 20-year-old little boy could keep you in bed for 20 minutes. We'll keep you there all night
wow.
long.
Wow.
You know what they say? Do you know what they say? Once you go Mac, you never go back. That's right, baby. Give me a round of applause for that. No. What's the phrase? Give it to me.
Once you go Mac, you never go back.
Once you go Mac, you never go back, baby. That's right.
Nice. Very nice.
So that's our plan.
I'm going to assume that's correct. I don't know. I've never went Mac and...
And
I never planned on going back.
There you go. So, you know what? They want to play these games. The Cougars want to
be
Cougars.
Know what you need to do?
What?
You need not just get one 20-year-old. You need to add up your age.
There you go. I can have two.
You get two. You get one 25 and one 20.
I proclaim it.
To 122, 123.
As King of the Lions, all of you men, 45 years old like I am, go out after those 20-year-old somethings. Get two of them.
Get two of them. That way they add up.
Bookends.
There you go.
Bookends, baby.
And if they happen to be sisters, okay.
Right. And all you 20-year-old guys, you go and try to please the Cougars, because you're not going to be able to, because you can't. Because it takes a real man, baby. Once you go Mac, you never go back, baby.
Wow.
That's right. Wow. Give me a round of applause for that. No, I want a real round. I want a real round of applause. In fact, I want a round of applause with a beer. That's right, baby. Come on, give it to me. What did I say?
Once you go back, you never go back.
Yeah, baby! That's right. Well, please the women.
You know what?
What?
This conversation has totally swung the totally opposite way.
Why?
Because we went from my daughter and me out of her boyfriend to go back. Once you go back, you never go back.
Yeah, I thought about that a little bit earlier, and I went, well, maybe we got a problem here, because then there's 6 years your daughter turns 20.
Oh,
that's freaking scary, isn't
God,
it?
God, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
But don't worry, I'm not.
Jesus Christ.
By that time, the Cougars will come to their senses. They will be unsatisfied women, and they will want to come back to the 45-year-old guys, the men. Let me tell you something. You get a 20-year-old boy, they can't talk like this. Men. They talk like this. And that's another reason why. That's another reason why all these female teachers are banging these little boys. It's all a symptom of the cougarism. And that's why I say
they just want to be in charge.
Stop it! Stop it now and get to the man. You want a real man to please you all? night long. You go Mac, you never go back, baby. Yeah. Anything about that?
Go for it, man. I'm all about it. I like it.
I'm trying to find some music for me, baby.
You need to find, like, some, Barry White.
Barry White. Barry White's not 20 years old, baby. He's like, well, he's actually dead, I think. I'm sorry.
I think so.
Well, before he died, he could please a woman, though, I guarantee
you. Oh, I'm sure there's a few women out there that still think about Barry when they're getting boned
by
old man.
Barry was Barry. That's right, baby. So I'm telling you. Here's an example. You want an example?
Sure.
Let me give you an example. This is having sex with a young boy, you cougars. That's what that's like. Up and down, you don't know what's happening. You got that? You want to hear that again?
No, I'm good.
That's having sex with a young boy. This is having sex with a man.
Somebody that's really romantic.
And of course, perverted sex. Sorry about that.
Wow.
That made no sense. But anyway, I don't know where that went. But
you might as well just have played We Love Roast Beef Sandwiches.
I'm looking for some. No, I don't have any of that. But anyway, yeah, there you go. So, nice. You ladies, you cougars.
I guess it's on.
Yes, baby. It's time for you to stand by your man. If you don't have a man, get a man. A real man. A 40-year-old something dude. It's hard to be. So look at that. When you were walking around through your day and you see a guy delivering bread or a car mechanic or some other guy working his buns off, big, strong, studly guy, and say, that's my man. Or insulation.
Is that what you do?
Or insulation insulation guy. Doing things that say, I don't want. What's one of the young stallions that all the women are in love with right now? TV stallions.
I don't know. I don't even know none of them.
I don't know. You forgive him. Forgive him. There you go. So anyway, that's my point. That's my issue right there. I'm tired of the cougar. I'm tired of turning it on all the time and seeing these
cougar town.
Hot, beautiful, older women having sex with these younger kids. You want to really be pleased? Come and see me.
My phone number is
1-800. Yeah, baby.
My cock's as big as your forearm.
That's right. That's right. Where's that at? I have to play that. Let's see here.
Nice. That's funny.
Because you could put up with a young stallion. Pants on the ground. That's right. That's what you're going to get. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with her pants on the ground.
Nice.
Why don't you? Hello, Guinevere. See, she agrees. She agrees.
She agrees.
Let me find if I can find my port. Guinevere? I don't know. I was looking for it. How
apparently
come
she don't like the pants on the ground song.
No, she doesn't like that at all. Calm down. Now we got buzzing, and now we got a dog barking.
There you go.
We're going to play a song, and then we'll continue on.
Sweet. Sounds good.
We've got enough time, because we'll go let the dog out.
If you don't mind.
Who let the dog out?
Who let the dog out?
Mac, let the dogs out.
About Little Miss Feel Good from Mark Kerr.
Sounds good.
To take us out. And we'll be back in the next segment. And we're going to let the dog out.
I'm going to let the dog out.
You're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac Travis. This is Mark Kerr. A little bitty mouse.
fed and clothed and sent to school.
If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation, right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm gonna quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
Everybody gets lonely, right? Some of us are lonely right now. We all get lonely.
The other night I had the lonely bug, right? So I go out to this bar. I see this beautiful woman alone. I'm thinking she's alone. I'm alone. Why not annoy her? So I walk over. It took me a bit because I'm wearing clogs. I walk over, and she's drinking my favorite drink a lot. So a couple of McNuggets later, we're back at my place, and we're having sex, doggy style. Now, I didn't plan on it. That's just how she passed out, all right? What, am I going to wake the girl? I'm a gentleman. Oh, back at you. It's my show. Fellas, have you ever had the experience of a woman yelling another man's name out in the height of passion? Well, this woman was yelling out names of men who have never lived. She's like, oh, Magoo. Give it to me, Santa. Oh, Aquaman. Don't stop, Papa Smurf. And I'm thinking, is she crazy? Or is she just looking at my sheets? Well, but you gotta look good for the lady. You gotta look good for the women. I swear. You gotta be in shape. That's right. I'm in terrible shape. Oh, my God. I need a nap after I fart. Are you with me? Because it's true. I go to the gym. You know what they have there? 2-pound weights. 2-pound weights. How weak do you have to be for 2-pound weights? And how did you get in the gym? How did you even open the door? That's what I want to know. Help! Help! Ooh, feel the burn! Oh, I have one of these at home. Oh! 2-pound weights, what's your dream, to pump up and open your mail? I don't get it.
All right, that's Dave Attell there, a little bit of comedy there. We need some comedy in the show. Comedy and
that
buzz.
That was funny. Plenty of buzz.
Just hit it hard enough and that works. That's our solution.
You're a buzz killer.
Dang, I'm tired of that buzz.
I'm going to get you a hammer, man.
I don't know.
I probably should take the glass desk away, though.
Yeah, probably so. Glass desk. You could see that if you had a webcam, but it's not working either. All right, back here all up all night radio show. We're going to do the Doodoo Awards, and here's the deal. This is not going to work if you're not going to help us in the chat box, because it's all about you, the listener. So if you're listening and you're not in the chat box, you're wrong. You need to go to macandtravis.com. That's MacAndTravis.com.
So you never have to spell my name.
Never have to spell your name. Go in the chat box, and you're going to help us out here with the Doodoo Awards.
Yep.
Some of the people are not in the chat box tonight, so maybe this is not going to go well at all, but what the heck.
You know what? They might get nominated for something they never thought
and
about.
And that's right. That's right. Maybe they'll hear it later on. So anyway. And welcome to Sweet. That's new in the chat box. Sweet is new.
And Jackalope Radio.
Jackalope Radio. Howdy, howdy.
In the box.
Outstanding. Our new affiliate. They're freaking awesome. You can click, guess what, on our website. Mm-hmm. You can click on their link. That's all you got to do. And go check them out.
There you go.
Listen to all their great programming.
Sweet.
All right. And they're probably thinking, this buzzing sound has got to go. This is our Doodoo Awards. This is our first annual Doodoo Awards, and this is for awards for listeners, the regular listeners and casual listeners that go in the chat box.
Yep.
And for those that listen to the podcast, which there's a whole different crowd that listens to the podcast.
Oh, yes, yes. Whole different crowd.
Pookie, for example.
Is a podcast guy.
Pookie is a podcast listener. He has to work for some reason. I don't know what his reason is. So he can't listen. So anyway, first item, and get in the chat box and help us decide this, coolest chat box name.
Coolest chat box.
And here's the nominees. And you can help them out. You're going to help decide here. We have Fogman, who hasn't been there in a while, but used to be pretty often.
Fogman.
Yeah. Okay. Zedhead, he's a Zedhead bassist or guitarist.
Zedhead.
And
I do like that name.
I do like Fogman. Pookie, of course, even though he's not... in the chat box, he has a cool name, so he has to give an honorable mention. I don't know if it's cool or just weird.
Weird.
Weird. Blues Cruiser.
Blues Cruiser.
His computer crashed, so I don't know when he's going to be back in the box. You said AZ Racer left.
AZ Racer left.
He was in the box earlier.
Is that one? Is he one?
He's one nominated. And also the last nomination is Wyoming Goofy Gal.
That's a good one, too.
So, in a way, you can check in the chat box here. We have a 30-second delay. So, cast your vote for your favorite coolest chat box name.
All right. There you go. All you have
Who do you have? Who do you like?
That's a hard one.
Pookie is sort of out.
Pookie, I like
just Pookie.
Pookie
is interesting.
Kind of, it's different than everybody else's name.
It's creepy.
It's kind of a little creepy.
It's like
it's like somebody that tweets all the time.
It's like that guy.
A
that,
little
that,
crazy.
That boy that's taking your daughter out. It's probably his MySpace name is Pookie.
Oh, God. That would be bad. I don't want to hear that.
So anyway, so there. What? Who do you like?
It's a toss up. What's a toss up? I like them all. Really, I like Why McGiffy Gallows. I think it's original.
What?
It's a pretty original.
Well, let me give you the drum roll. You look in the chat box, see if there's any casting votes.
Oh yeah, sure. There's one already in there.
All right, you're gonna have to decide here. You're gonna
Uh-oh.
At the end of the drum roll, you decide there. Any more coming in? Countdown: 9, 8, 7,
Uh-oh.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the drum roll.
Drum roll.
Who's got the coolest chat box name?
Wyoming Goofy Gal.
There you go.
Coolest chat box name, Wyoming Goofy Gal.
Write that down. She gets a free beer. But you got to come
beer.
To got to come to Kansas City to get it.
Goofy right. Gal. And that's, she got like 5 votes. So that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That
that's
pretty
awesome.
Good. Next one. This is interesting.
Okay.
This is mainly applies to those people that stay up and listen to us on the East Coast. This is the people that I can't read my.
Let me scratch it out.
The ones that make the biggest effort to listen.
Oh, okay.
I can't read my writing. The people that stay up and they're going to listen no matter what. The most and the nominees are.
Best. What is this category? Best.
Best staying up.
Best staying up.
they make the most effort to stay up because of the lateness of the show.
Okay.
Because it's like an hour before now. Right, what time is it now? It's 1 o'clock in the morning there.
All right.
On the East Coast, nominees are DJ and Trish.
All right.
And
nominees are DJ.
McShane, because every time McShane comes in the
Trish.
Box, he always bails after the first hour, like he's got to go to bed or something.
Well, you know, he's a big, busy guy. I was going to say big guy.
Well, you're busy big. Guy. We're big guys. Anyway, so there's your nominations.
Oh God, hold on, I can't even spell.
You don't have to write down the nominations. All you got to do is write down the winner.
Yeah, I got to write them down.
All right, chat box.
Chat box.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the winner is...
DJ.
There you go. DJ is the winner. Congratulations. You get a free beer. All right.
Come to Kansas City to claim your your beer.
Now, this is an interesting one. Most sexually perverted listener.
Ooh.
Most sexually
Hold
perverted
on, let me
listener.
Write this on. Most sexually.
Well, that's. You got to write faster. We have 2 nominations. First one is Pookie. And the reason Pookie really gets a real nod here, and I gotta interject my own opinion. He sent me video links to women giving horses blowjobs. He seems to have a good time sending me really bad porn.
Oh, wow.
So Pookie is right up there, and then everybody else is the other nomination. So if you have somebody particular you want to nominate for the most sexually perverted listener.
We got Trish. We got Sweet as...
possible. It's been nominated.
Yeah.
All right.
We got 2 votes for Trish and 1 vote for Sweet.
All right. Trish, possible. Why Trish?
I give my vote
perverted?
To Trish.
Bert?
That's what DJ right. says. I give my vote to Trish.
Drum roll.
My wife says Sweet. And well, she said Trish before that, so I'm going to go with Trish.
Sorry, Sweet.
Trish, there, hey.
Sorry, Sweet.
It was a 2-1 vote.
Oh, man. Well, you want to give Sweet a complimentary, what do you call that?
Second.
A nod for a
nod
for your sexual perversion.
Yeah.
You get a free beer on us, so whenever
right.
you want it.
Now,
they're here in Kansas City, aren't they?
Yes. So
come in the studio.
Actually,
why don't you come in the studio? I mean, God dang.
There you go.
You know, this is the only show in America where you can actually come into the studio, sit down, and talk as a listener. What do you think about that?
I like it.
You name another show that does that. Does Jim Rome do that?
No. Rome's Bernie. He's all by himself.
No. Does Bob and Tommy do it?
I don't know. I don't listen
they don't
to
Bob do
and
it.
Tom.
No. How about Billy Bob and Joe Horton or whatever his name is?
I don't even know who that is.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob and SquarePants.
All those other morning
shows.
Yeah, those morning shows don't do it.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
That's TV.
Fred Astaire. I don't know.
That's TV. I don't know any other morning shows. Next winner there. Listener with the best weather. Tommy Brewster, New Zealand nominated. Listener. AZ Racer and Wyoming Goofy Gal is nominated for the best weather of a listener. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. We got to hurry. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the winner is...
Because no one made mention of anything, I'm going to go with New Zealand.
Tommy Brewster.
I have to say she had best weather because it's summer down there. I know what it's like down there.
Right, this one's almost a given here. Biggest traveler.
Ooh.
Nomination, Diva Trish. Cool Breeze and Blues Cruiser. I don't know if Sweet travels much.
Hold on. Who were the nominees again? I'm sorry.
Diva Trish, Cool Breeze, and Blues Cruiser. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the winner is...
Cool Breeze.
That's the biggest traveler. Wow. All right. Did you get anybody in the box to say anything?
Yes. Okay. Cool Breeze. Trish did.
All right. Greatest podcast listener. And this comes from our podcast thing.
All right.
So these are different people. They're not in the chat box ever. Oh, good old Matt in Omaha.
Right.
Pookie.
All right.
Texas Hot Tamale. And Boy George.
So, do you really want to hurt? So, I don't know if anybody saying that or not.
In the chat box, you can help us decide. Greatest podcast listener, Pookie. Matt in Omaha. They both send me show notes. Texas Hot Tamale, she's on the Podomatic.
Nice.
And Boy George is one of our friends. I'm sure it's not the same Boy George. Is he dead or something like that?
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the winner is...
Pookie! By 2 votes.
Fantastic. Great job, Pookie. All right. Next thing here. This one's important. This is probably the big award.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Oh, that's stupid. This is the big award. This is the last one.
Is this the Mac and Travis?
This is the big award.
All right,
this is like the special, what do you call it, the greatest artist of the year.
Honoree of the year.
Hall of Famer, sort of like thing.
Right.
Best chat box banter.
Oh, nice.
Best chat box banter. And I'm going to let the chat box decide for their own who the nominees are.
Okay.
So we're going to give this a little bit of extra time.
Best chat box.
You're going to give it a little extra time to voice. Because you guys have to decide who talks the best in the chat box. Who tells cool stories, who makes jokes,
right.
Who keeps things going. So we'll give you...
Is this going to be to the end of the show?
No. We're going to give them 30 seconds. Go.
30 seconds, you get a...
You got crickets. Vote.
You get a five-second delay.
Well, there's your 5 seconds. Let me give another crickets.
Oh, nice. That's an odd vote, but yeah.
Vote now.
The voting's on.
Voting is on. Is there any little tabs, what do you call those? The chat tabs or whatever?
Chat, what's
bad it? Voting? You know, somebody voting 8 times?
No.
All right, there's
no fraudulent voting? Ballot stuffing?
Yeah, you stuffing?
No ballot stuffing.
Better hope not with your daughter out of date.
Everybody, we know stuffing going on at all.
Yeah,
all
right. You're ready here. We got about 10 seconds here.
All
keep
right,
your voting.
We're ready.
Chat box voting. And why?
Chat box banter.
That's right.
This is a good category.
And you know, I guess we Jackalope is brand new, so
next year
maybe he can
get in on the. Hey, you'll be a nominee next year and possibly win.
Yeah, get a free beer. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the winner is.
You're gonna be amazed. J Dog. And I have to agree.
Wow.
I have to agree. Back in the day when Dog was in the box, Dog stirred up some stuff.
I won't
say it was always good, but I'm saying he stirred up some stuff.
I don't have any of his drops. I have to find his drops anyway. So there you go. There's the big award.
I think it's good. I thought that went real well. I like that.
By the way, the stayed up all night was the Glutton for Punishment Award.
Oh, nice.
So give us a review real quickly.
All right. Well, flip the page back because, you know, this is a big segment. Had the coolest chat box name, Wyoming Goofy Gal. Best Stay Up with Mac and Travis, which was the best, what was that?
Glutton Award.
Glutton for Punishment Award. DJ, most sexually perverted, I guess, was a tie between Trish and Sweet. Let's see. Oh, we didn't get to that question. Listener with the best weather, Tommy Brewster. Biggest traveler, Cool Breeze. Podcast listener, Pookie. And the best chat box banter went to J-Dog. Congratulations to all the people who got awards.
You get a free beer, just come and see us. And there's the buzz box. All right, now the last one.
Do we have time for this?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we got just a little bit of time. We may not get all this. We'll make a decision after the break, probably, because it's going to take a little bit. Who's cooler, Mac or Travis?
Oh, yes, that's a big one.
And we're each going to get a minute to give the reasons why we're cooler than the other guy.
All right.
And I'm going to go ahead. Now, here's the first step. We got to say something cool about the other person.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it, and then you get a minute.
Okay.
Here's what's cool about Travis. He's a professional trout fisherman. Okay, winning award. He goes to the Alternative Lifestyle Adult Club, which is cool. And he used to live in Hawaii, and that's why you should vote for Travis. But give us 1 minute, go.
Of why you should vote for me or why I should vote for you?
Why you should vote for you.
Why they should vote for me? I don't know. I'm a good guy. I'm nice. I'm honest.
Honest, it's cool.
I got a voice for radio.
It's cool.
A face for no TV.
It's cool.
I am super cool. I don't know. That's about it. I mean, I'm not really big on myself, you know?
Man, that's what makes you so cool, right?
I'm down with everybody. It doesn't really bother me.
All right. Now, what about me? Talk about me. Why should I win the cool award? All right.
Here, I'll pimp you up. This is why I think Max should win the cool award and why he's the coolest. He works hard. He's got a great dog. He works hard on the board, works hard on the show. He's constantly doing everything he can for everybody.
I need some beads. I'm willing to flash my penis.
I've never paid him beads to flash his penis. He delivers bread to everybody, and God knows, without the hamburger buns on 4th of July, what kind of freaking 4th of July would it be? And he's just always been a cool dude.
And here's my 1 minute, and then after the break, people vote during the break. This is why I am the coolest guy on the show, because I have a cool KU hat.
Oh, yes.
Because I tweet.
I forgot about that.
Because I banged a cheerleader in uniform when I was in high school. I was recruited by the CIA, and I can't read my last line. Oh, I haven't had sex in 2 years. That's cool, baby. Get your voting in now in the chat box.
All right, we'll be right back. More Alpha Night with Mac and Travis.
Join me, Dominic Forbes, every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach.
Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, flippy flippies, jelly stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Firing it up.
All right, back here up all night with Mac and Travis.
So
who who is the? Don't give it the answer, but yeah, I can give it the drum roll.
No, but not
what's
the drum roll.
What's the banter in the box?
Banter in the box. First things first. Fritz says we should not name it the Doo Doo Awards. It should be called the Ice Cream Sandwich Awards. Is what it should be called because it's sweet, I guess.
Oh.
Okay, and this is the chatter in the box, and this is honest chatter. I'm split. Max or Radio, but Travis serves that country. I can't decide. It's like, and that's from DJ. Trish, it's like eating McNuggets with no sauce. Yeah, you can have one without the other, but what's the point? That's why it's Mac and Travis. Let's see. Then my wife says Mac does have a big heart. And then Trish types in again. It's like drinking Pepsi without the fizz. Or putting sneakers on with no socks. I can't decide that one. Half. So I would say we're confirmed tied for the coolest people.
You've got 32 teeth. Would you like to try for 16?
You ready for the drum roll then?
Yeah.
All right, drum roll. Give the big announcement. Who is the coolest between... so we got to get all this in before you leave. Because when you leave, we're not going to... You know, what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so the big announcement. Who is cooler between Mac and Travis? The big drum roll. You voted, and winner is...
And it's Mac and Travis. In a consistent tie.
God. We'll have to try it again.
That should be good. We're both equally great.
Equally cool. Somebody's got to be cooler.
No.
If you hadn't won that fishing tournament, I probably could have won.
That put me at the
you over the
status.
Top, yeah. Yep. There you go.
Sweet.
How can anybody, after saying something like this?
Everything is ABBA.
Let me try that again.
Everything is ABBA.
That's not cool.
No.
That's not cool.
Hey, dude, we can go in there and look at nipple clamps and cock rings and... Let me take my panties off. Something I like to do, eh?
That's right.
Come on, Freddie, give it to me.
Bang me. Bang me.
Are you playing
me.
All the reasons Bang why, I've, why I'm me. Cool?
No.
Are you sure? Are you playing that one? Or are you not playing the all the reasons I'm not cool?
Code word, turnover, bitch.
That's giving you points
right there.
Because any man that could tell his wife that in the midst of hot, massive, wild sex.
Cock.
That's right.
Cock.
And then you say...
Code word, turnover, bitch.
You know exactly what that means. Nice.
All right. So there you go. There's our big duty awards
for
this year, 2010. You know, it's going to be a whole year that you're going to be gone before we do the doo-doos again.
I know. It's going to be hard.
Amazing. So congratulations to all the listeners, all the winners. Again, go real quickly through the winners.
Okay. Let's see.
2010 Listener Doo-Doo Awards.
Yeah, Doo-Doo Awards. The coolest chat box name went to Wyoming Goofy Gal. Best stay up and the most glutton for most punishment goes to DJ. The most sexually perverted individual was a tie between Trish and Sweet. Who's coolest, Mac or Travis? We're both cool in the same right. Let's ask Nancy. Who would be better, Lemmy or God? It's a trick question. The same person.
Okay.
Listener with the best weather, Tommy Brewster. Biggest traveler, Cool Breeze. Podcast listener is Pookie. And chatbox banter.
The big award. That's the big one.
That's the big one. Goes to J-Dog.
Congratulations. There you go. All right.
The doo-doos have been given out.
The doo-doos. So you don't have to watch all the other shows. You don't have to watch the Grammys. You got the doo-doos.
Got the doo-doos. That's all you need.
All right. Head up to the website, macandtravis.com. You should already be there if you're in the chat box.
Well, hell, you better be.
And we're going to look through some show notes here, but I guess we need an opening for that.
Well,
got good more help. Of Mark Kerr coming up here in a few moments. Fantastic.
Sweet.
Also, big thanks to the new affiliate, the Jackalope.
Jackalope.
You like that name, don't you?
I do. It's like the cockroach.
Excellent. All right, let's get started.
All right.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Go Mac with entertainment news.
That shows up cool right there. Now, does that make any sense at all? you have a cheerleader for the entertainment news. Makes no
sense. Cheerleader is entertainment.
That's right. All right.
In one sense or another.
If you want to look at these show notes, you have to go to macandtravis.com. That's the only way you can do it. First time on the show notes, give us a blow-by-blow on this one. Travis Winter's Wheaties box?
Oh, well, you know.
You got your own Wheaties box?
Well, you know, I had to. It was hard, but, you know, General Mills came through with the dough. It was a last-minute deal. Went ahead and.
So you and all the Olympians.
That's right.
And they shoved your box right in there with them.
Yep, just right in there with
them. Your fish.
You'll never know the difference.
You named that fish?
I just don't have the gold around my neck.
You got the fish in your freezer, so there you go.
The fish in my freezer.
There you go. So congratulations on that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Your own Wheaties box. Again, we have on the next show note more Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes, those are nice pictures. Yes.
Nice pictures. This one, I don't know that it's that important, but I did want to mention it. Ice deposits found at the moon's pole.
Oh. I'm sure it's not on Uranus?
Thank you very much. That was the only reason I put that there.
A shot of Uranus joke.
I was waiting for
you. Never mess a shot at Uranus.
Ice deposits found on Uranus. So, because it's really cold outside.
Right.
Next item on the show is this is a chick. You can watch the video. I don't think I'm going to play it, but you can watch it. It's a girl, and she's got that Smith & Wesson Model 500, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looks like a 500. And she's going to shoot it. And she has she has some difficult issues there. So check that out, poor girl.
Nice.
And next time on the show, we're going to go through these pretty fast because there's not much to say about them. No good news this week at all.
Wow, another teacher. She's not bad looking.
Another teacher sexting a 15-year-old boy.
Wow.
The teachers are getting into the sexting business.
Wow.
Have you checked your kids' phones lately to make sure there's no sexting going on?
I have not, but I will when I get home.
There you go. Maybe a teacher. No, she's not that good looking.
I don't know. There are a couple teachers I wouldn't mind. Yeah. Oh, you want your career?
You know what's really scary?
Come on over.
You just don't know. You just don't know because it's going on everywhere, and you just don't know. It could be happening right underneath your nose. 41-year-old English teacher, is she a cougar? She wants to be because she wants to bang a 15-year-old kid.
She don't look bad.
Can I ask this question?
Go ahead.
And I don't want to be rude or I don't want to sound like a pig. But that's never stopped me before. Okay? But a 15-year-old kid, he hasn't got much going on, if you know what I mean.
Maybe he does.
Downstairs. You know
what
I mean?
Maybe he does.
You know?
Maybe he's packing a 12-inch salami.
I would greatly doubt that. I would greatly doubt that. And he doesn't know what to do with the salami, you know. He doesn't know what to do with the salami, and it's a small salami. It's probably,
you beat it like
you put those in the, well, you put those in the crock pot.
Little Smokies.
Little Smokies. Probably more like a Little Smoky. And how does she get pleased by it?
Maybe she gets off on the whole dominance thing. Maybe it's not so much just the sex with young boys. Maybe it's the sex with that they're dominant, and they're asserting their their womanhood over a male. Maybe it's a dominance thing. Maybe it's not a sexual thing. It turns to sex, of course, because everything leads to sex. But I mean, maybe it's dominance thing.
What are they doing? You know, is she giving him oral?
Maybe.
And that's the dominance?
Maybe. Maybe she makes him lick her feet. I don't know. Whatever gets her off.
And I don't want to get too graphic, but...
I'll go graphic for you.
If you could imagine this 14-year-old boy, and 15. She's on... 15-year-old. What did I say?
14.
Sorry. I was thinking about your daughter.
Yeah, I know.
A 15-year-old boy, and she's sitting on top of him. Okay. And I can't imagine, first of all, that there's much going on, you know, intersection, if you know what I mean.
Well, let me just say, if I was 15, I would have a chick like that. And a chick like that was hitting on me, I just did it.
Thank you.
Very nice. And a chick like that was hitting on me, I would have done it.
At 15, I probably would have done anything.
I would have done it.
But I don't know if she would have known I'd done her because, you know, back then.
Well, you know what? As long as you got happy, beat it. Hit it. Kick its ass. There it is.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch nothing.
By the way, this is for you young girls. A little information from my previous conversation here.
All right.
Did you know that a man's penis at age 40 grows 6 inches? That's truth. That's truth. Once you turn 40 years old, it'll grow 6 inches. It's a strange freak of nature. So, ladies, what a guy? Get somebody in their 40s.
You want 18 inches of penis? Because, you know, I already had an original 12.
There you go. That's right. I just don't. And I,
wow. You know, that's a lie.
Well, your wife's in the box. She'll clear that up. We got to get.
I want to get a 6-inch penis.
We got to get some women in the studio because I just got to delve into this whole female teacher cougar having a 15-year-old boy. I just got to get into that whole thing. I don't understand. I don't grasp it, and I don't get it. And how often do you hear now a male teacher doing a 14-year-old girl? You don't hear that
you
no more.
You don't hear that no more just, because all the women are hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So there you go. So enough of that crap. Next time on the show notes, if you're happy, clap your hair. Give us a blow-by-blow on this.
What the hell is this?
It's called a buzzing sound.
What the hell is that? Are that serious?
Well, tell us what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on.
Oh, my God. It's a mohawk that splits open and claps. Oh, my God. Are you serious? This is weird. I've never seen nothing like that ever before. It's like a Venus flytrap on top of his freaking head. You know what it looks like? It looks, you know, in the evolution of man, you know, sometime we must have had some kind of weird thing. You know, because there's different spurts off here and there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was an evolution where they actually had hair that did that.
You could actually move your scalp on demand.
Yeah. 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 You can, like, catch flies. Maybe it was like an anti-fly deterrent.
Could be.
Or maybe it was a camouflage. You know how some animals put out a camouflage to make them look like something different? Maybe that's what that is. Mm. I don't know. It's weird. This is something I've got to go there.
By the way, how come we don't have tails?
I'm glad we don't have tails.
Wouldn't that be weird to have tails?
It would be weird to have tails.
I don't know why humans don't have tails. Every other animal has a tail. A fish has a tail.
Yeah.
Dog has a tail. Monkey has a tail.
Pigs.
Everything has a tail, but we don't have tails.
We have a tail bone.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, we have a tail bone.
How come there's no tail?
Oh, maybe our ass is too big.
I don't know why we don't have a tail.
I'm sure if you talk to a doctor, we can surgically implant you a tail.
Can you imagine, though, if we did have tails, if that would be erotic or not? Hey, man, look at her tail.
Look at the size of that tail.
They'd have to have a hole in their pants just to have the tail
piercings
sticking
out. Piercings in the tail.
That's right. It's cool.
A little crisscross action. You never know.
You could dress it up and poof it out if they want a big bushy tail.
I like my tail clean shaven.
It'd be hard for our chairs, though. That's probably why we don't have tails, because we had chairs and we kept sitting on our tail.
It kind of just slowly came off throughout nature. That's nice. Kind of like an umbilical cord.
I don't know.
Taking off us at nature at birth.
Could be.
That's something to think about.
Something to think about. Talking about weirdness, next tip is the masturbation tip of the week.
All right.
Again, Pookie is our freak. And if you
go
to that link and then click on the what's it called?
Teen horny brunette?
No, it's what's the tags? Wow. I think it's tags. Click on the word tag up there. The little button says tags. They have everything. They have everything you want.
Wow! Every damn thing.
Anything that you have except tail. There's nothing about tail.
Wow!
But they've got everything you want. So you ladies,
blind? Wow!
Everything. So
that's everything.
Any fetish
that I could possibly think of. I'm just through the F's and there's freaking else. I gotta find something in the Z's. There's gotta be something with Z.
Name it if it's in the Z.
I see X. I see no Z.
No Z. Well, I don't know of any Z fetishes.
Zebra maybe?
Zoolophilia, but they don't have any zoolophilia on there.
Zoro wings.
Zoro
Z or X X E R O W I N G S. I don't know. I'm gonna click on it. I have no clue what the hell that is.
You're not up with your fetishes.
Seeks a milf ten zoro. I have no clue what this is. Spanking.
Spanking.
It's spanking.
All right. So there you go.
All right. Holy shit.
Is there any of that going on at the alternative lifestyle?
Not that I've seen. I don't know.
That'd be cool. Have your wife dress up as a schoolgirl, and you go as like...
Headmaster.
That would be a show, baby. You got to do that. You got to tell me about it.
No.
And go there and just spank her. And then you could have other people come and spank her.
Ooh.
You don't like that? You were talking about
the
licky spot thing? And everybody could go by and spank her. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
No.
You don't want to do that, huh?
No.
All right.
Let me see what she says.
Right. See if she's up to that.
Yes, there was a woman that had a whip. All right. Well, there was a woman that had a whip. I didn't see her.
If you're going to go to this place, get creative and do stuff like that. Okay?
Let me go in as a blue man group.
No,
that's a little freakish.
That's a little freakish for me. The spanking of the schoolgirl.
Spanking of the schoolgirl's ass.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. But you could come up with all kinds of stuff and go there and do that. Wouldn't that be entertaining?
For everybody else.
Well, that's the point.
I want everybody else to entertain me.
Oh, no. Come on.
I don't want to be the entertainment.
Man, there's so many ideas you could do there. There is. And I don't want to go into it right now, but I will later. Just go to the masturbation tip of the week and pick out one and you can create your own thing. Next item on the show notes, remember the A-Team? And you click on that, and it's kind of a funny thing. It's remember the A-Team back in the day? You ever watched that show?
Yeah.
But this is the Three Stooges as the A-Team, and it's pretty cool. And check it out when you get a chance. I'm not going to play it. I don't have a lot of stuff to play tonight.
I like the Three Stooges.
Love
the Three Stooges never got their due.
No, they didn't. They should be right up there. And I understand a lot of women don't like the Three Stooges, but for guys, it is just about the coolest thing in the world.
It is the most awesome thing ever.
All right. Let's get through these show notes.
Porn star?
Yes, a porn star got free tickets to the KU KSU game. Remember it was this week?
Right.
And by the way, the KU won. And there's a big uproar because she got free tickets. And if you want to see more of this porn star that used to go to KU, she's a KU grad.
Nice.
See, all porn stars aren't dumb.
She really was working her way through college.
That's right. That's right, baby. Went to
this
a good
one
school.
Wasn't lying to you. This one is one of the few that actually worked their way through college.
Girl, that's corn fed right there, baby. Well, that's not corn fed. It's
something fed.
It's Jayhawk fed, whatever. Rock chalk fed.
You can think of something else to put in there, too.
I could. She was fed a lot. So check that out.
And she gets paid for it, so hey.
Yeah. And done a lot of porn, too. So, anyway, she got free tickets. Good for her. I don't see the problem. Next item on the show notes, everything's bacon. Bacon. There's an interesting, some pictures of bacon.
I must have skipped that one.
Why? You can watch it during the break. And we'll finish up the show notes, and we got some sports.
Sweet.
And there you go.
That's awesome. We'll be right back. More Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
You're listening to the Music Alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st century.
21st century blues.
All the music that anyone
wanted
to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally hooked on you guys now. I'll go back to the other one.
I'm going to Texas. Yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCLR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Exciting night. The red carpet is out for the doo-doo winners. And so there you go. We're back here Up All Night with Mac and Travis. We're going to shoot through the rest of these show notes, and then we're going to get to sports because we got a lot of sports to get to.
Oh, yeah, sports.
March Madness and all that coming up here in a couple of weeks. But I want to mention a couple more show notes. Let's see. This story.
Wow.
This story I'm not going to get into this week because it's just too complex.
That's deep.
Let me say
that's a deep complex.
Gay Catholic ex-stripper awaits birth of twins carried by husband's sister. Just read the story. It's just too complicated and complex.
We'll have to dive into that one next week because I'm going to have to thoroughly read that story because it just sounds.
There's
too many moving parts in that story.
It's deep and it's just. We got to give it the right time.
Right.
Also, on the show notes, this guy had his laptop stolen, so he called the cops and said, hey, somebody stole my laptop. And the cops did an investigation. Uh-huh. They found it at a pawn shop. The guy that stole it. Had taken it to a pawn shop to pawn it, and so the cops took the laptop and, of course, looked at what's inside, and they found child porn. So,
serves him right.
The owner, the owner is in deep
serves
shit.
Serves him right.
So, let me find the old loser one. I don't even have the loser one.
Won't, won't, won't.
So, if you're, stay away from the, this is weird. Why child porn? There's so much porn out there. Why do you got to even mess with child porn? Come on, people. Get your head out of your ass. There's hot chicks.
It's voodoo, man.
There's chicks everywhere. That's what I was going to talk about earlier was, you got all these stick figures for models and shit like
that.
Right. There's better looking women just roaming around.
I know.
Of age. I mean, just look around, dumbasses. You can't go to Quick Trip, you know, it's a little Quick Mart. Without seeing some hot chicks roaming around just in everyday life.
I know.
All right, so that's enough of that shit. So if you're looking at child porn, just cut off your penis and leave it alone. Real quickly, on the show notes, more bacon. This is a bacon rocket.
Everybody loves bacon.
He builds a rocket out of a bacon. So they'll check that out when you get more time.
All right.
And this one's for you, time-lapse sky over Hawaii. You used to live in Hawaii, so was the sky nice and pretty out there?
Oh, it was always nice.
All right, so there you go.
It's always beautiful.
Show notes, macandtravis.com. You get time, peruse them, check them out. And drop us an email if you got a cool show note. Well, you got to get to sports. This is supposed to be the March Madness show.
March Madness. Notice the green hat? Huh? Green hat? You know why I'm wearing the green hat for?
What's the green hat?
Leprechaun's Day.
Oh, that's coming up here pretty soon, too. We're going to miss that, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. You want the Speedo?
Yes, Speedo me.
Wow. Nice Speedo. It's Travis Winters with sports.
All right. Well, you know what time it is. It's almost time for March Madness. And what do we do on March Madness?
Go nuts, baby!
We go mad. And let me tell you, I've sent a thing to Mac, which he doesn't have it yet, but he will have it by tomorrow. And hopefully be posted sometime within the week for the Mac and Travis March Madness Bracket Tournament thingamabobber thing.
So you want everybody to participate, right?
So everybody needs to participate. Right. I can't guarantee a trophy because Ask Ragtop, he still hasn't gotten his.
No. He won't even listen anymore because you...
I know, because I dished him.
It's been over a year.
I know.
But anyway, you'll have the honor of knowing you were great at the bracket. I'll post that to the website. Just keep an eye out at the website, even though we're going to be not doing a show next week. Because I'll still put some stuff up there. But basketball, baby.
You'll be happy. You'll be proud of me. I've been watching basketball.
Thank you.
I've been watching some of the games. I've watched Kansas play a couple games. I watched MU play. I watched OU beat the show in Nebraska earlier today. Watched a little bit of the Villanova upset of whoever the heck they beat. I can't remember.
Some Kentucky.
Syracuse. I know Syracuse is number one. You know, yeah. So I got a little bit of knowledge of what's going on. I'm trying to immerse myself in the college basketball right now so I can come out ahead on the tournament. That way it's not like, I don't know which one of these. Let's go with this team.
You going to call me for advice again and go, hey.
I might. Yes, I'm going to ask who has the less fuzz on their balls.
Before we get into this, let me stop the buzzing. Before we get into this, let me go real quickly because I'm just about to freak out here. I'm just freaking out. I've got college basketball and I've got NBA. And I'm back in the day, back in Michael Jordan and Larry
Scottie
Bird.
Pippen.
And back in the day, I was just a freak at the NBA. Loved the NBA. It kind of died off because they left and because it was just not watchable.
Nobody replaced Michael.
And it just wasn't watchable. And now, there's still games that are unwatchable. Anything with the Nets on it, forget about it, baby. What are they, 60-5?
I have no clue.
Or 5-60, I mean?
I have no clue.
They've only won five games. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Is this a pro team?
Yes. Yes, they
suck big time. Are you sure they're pro?
Yeah, no, they're not playing like it. You know, you could take KU and they'd win more games than five in the NBA.
I would think so.
But anyway, there's teams that you don't like. But I got to tell you something. The great teams like Cleveland,
right?
LeBron James is the man, okay? And I was you got to watch a Cleveland game. Please watch a Cleveland game
for
me.
I'll see if I can find one.
This dude, when he dunks, his head is above the rim. Are you kidding me?
It's pretty nice.
Are you nuts? He's flying through the air.
Like Superman.
Unbelievable. It's the most entertaining thing you've ever seen in your life. And I'm going to tell you something. This year, I'm just going to make a prediction. Cleveland, with my man Shaq longboard and the King James, is going to take Kobe Bryant the punk down. Place a bet on it now, baby. That's right. All right, I'm done with the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl?
Yeah, Pro Bowl. Now you can go back to your college basketball.
Well, this is in the sporting arena. Are you ready for this? Oh, yes. The Nebraska girls are going to win the national title for girls basketball. But I have something even more intriguing than all that. Do you know who is on TNA Wrestling?
No, I don't.
On TNA Wrestling, they're going to have another match between the Nature Boy Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan.
Shazam!
Get out of here.
Nope, they're going to fight again. They're going to fight again.
Are they going to wheel him out in wheelchairs?
Yes, so it's going to be the ultimate wheelchair match.
That'd be funny.
So that's where Sting's over there. Nature Boy, Kurt Angle, all the guys that used to be in the WWE back when the WWE was, you know, at least good or decent.
Yeah.
And some of the guys from the WWW that were, you know, when the WCW was good are now all over there.
You smell what Barack is cooking.
I don't think he's back yet, though. But it'd be interesting to watch. I'd like to watch it. Plus, you know, there's a little race that's on tomorrow.
Just a little race. Anybody want to make a little wager? Jimmy Johnson comes in the top three. He owns Atlanta. He owns fucking Atlanta.
I'm going to say no. I'll bet you a dollar. I'll bet you a dollar that he doesn't come in the top three.
Cock.
Is that your guy this year? Are you going to go for Jimmy this year?
No, I don't know.
Are you going to be a five-timer?
I'm lingering with Mark Martin just because he's still around. So I'm lingering with him until he goes, and then I'll pick a new driver.
You know who won the poll this week?
I know. Jeff Gordon probably.
No. Dale Jr. won the poll this week.
Wow. Yeah. Get out of here with that crazy stuff.
I know. You know what's even scarier?
What's that?
It's Petty Enterprises is doing decent.
Wow.
It's weird. It's weird. It's kind of cool, but it's weird.
I only have my car opening there for sports. Cause we always
you know they're
there.
Letting them be themselves this year. You know, that's the big push this
year. Yeah, because they found out that when you stop the guys from being personable or interesting,
nobody wants to talk corporate,
nobody wants to freaking watch
it. See, it's just like the NFL. The NFL would just go, oh, sure, yeah, you guys can showboat in the freaking end zone. T.O., do your thing, you know. Ocho Cinco, do your thing. You know, that stuff's funny. That sells tickets. People want to see that. It's not degrading to the other team. It's cool. It's funny, especially if it's, you know, your team that's doing
it. And here's the deal. If you don't want him to parade around in the end zone, keep stop him out of the end zone.
If you stop him, he won't be able to dance.
Right. Knock him on his butt.
And with the closing speeds of, you know, let's say, what, at least 40 miles an hour, maybe? I don't know.
Whatever. So how's the Chiefs speed doing?
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs?
No, but the, you know, they had the combines. The combines, the defensive players made a big statement.
Is that what they get wheat from? The combine out there?
No, that's on Farmville, you know.
Farmville, okay. By the way, did you hear what happened to me at Farmville?
No, what happened to you at Farmville?
The game cops came to my Farmville and said I was growing weed. And so that threw me off of Farmville because I was growing weed on my Farmville.
I wish you could grow weed on the Farmville. That'd be funny.
Great. Googly moogly.
Maybe when you get a level 1,000 or something like that, you can grow weed. That's the last. Weed and opium plants are the last two things to pop up. That would be funny. That would be really funny. What are you growing there, Mac? Just some poppies. Just making some good heroin. Don't mind. Hey, we'll be right back to finish this thing up. With Mac and Travis. How about Mac and Travis?
You smell what Barack just cooked.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises. They're back, Mac and Travis.
I love gay porn. I'm watching gay porn right now. I hate my job because I love gay porn.
Welcome back to the Apollo Night Radio Show.
I've heard that one in a long time.
So, nice. Again, welcome to the Jackalope, and I hope you give us a chance. Just give us a try. That's all I can say. It gets better. Trust me, it gets better. But it's going to get worse because you're going to be leaving.
I know.
So
I
feel
leaving,
sad. I so, yeah. I feel like a loser on that. So that's right. But give us a real quick rundown on the doo-doos once again.
Yes,
congratulations to our listeners.
The doo-doo awards. The, coolest chat box name. That's why I'm a goofy gal. The best stay up glutton for punishment award is DJ. The most sexually individualized, or whatever, is a tie between Trish and Sweet. Who's cooler, Mac or Travis? That's a trick question. They're both cool. Listener with the with the best weather, Tommy Brewster. Biggest traveler is Cool Breeze. Coolest podcast listener is Pookie. And the big award, best chat box banter as voted by the people in the chat box, J-Dog.
There you go. So, winners, you get a free beer. Come to the studio, and we'll give you a beer.
It might be topped off. And just look what I brought tonight.
Since you
mentioned beer. Yeah. You can't look, but you can. It's my designated beer drinker St. Patrick's Day can opener.
There you go.
Which will be traveling with me. Because you never know when you're going to have to pop open a beer.
That's right.
There could be a dire lady, damsel in distress, without a beer opener, and I will be there like a stallion on a white knight.
And your wife will have her arms crossed looking at you like, what the hell are you doing?
The wife will have the whip and be cracking me on the ass.
And she's going to say, I'm not going to be touching your
cock
at all. So anyway, we're going to see you all next in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Next week is going to be least worst of, and I'm going to put together for the Jackalope and also the X, the other new affiliate, some stuff, just so you get to know who we're about
right.
And what we're doing here. And it's
some of the good stuff we've had over the years.
Well, I don't know. God, that may turn them off. But we're going to be playing that, and take a listen. And during the week, go and listen to the affiliates, the Cockroach and all them.
Yep.
Give them a try and give them a listen.
That's right.
See y'all in 2 weeks. Take care, and thanks for listening.
See you guys. Happy St. Pat's Day.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.